first take on a feel-good Friday ahead of All-Star Weekend. Okay, everyone at home, my first take fam. This was not confirmed by Adam Schefter. Hi, Monica. Hi, Tim. I'm Molly.
Hello.
This was not confirmed by Adrian Wojnarowski, Adam Schefter, but this is what I was told by Stephen A. If he wants to change the story when he gets here, that's fine. But this is what I understand. Stephen A. Smith is one of the coaches in the Celebrity All-Star Game tonight, alongside our guy Shannon Sharp. It's going to be epic TV, right? Absolutely. Sponsored by Ruffles. So yesterday, SA had to get out to Naptown early, and they had a practice. So he started messing around with Micah Parsons, of all people, one of the guys on his team, obviously a Dallas Cowboy. Micah crossed him over, and all I know is Stephen A's at the hospital right now getting x-rays. So I'll let him tell you the rest of the details
when he
gets here.
Now, Monica, we're going to have some fun with this.
Here's the other detail everyone at home to know. I tried to sell Stephen A when he went on the mound with the Yankees. He had on Christian Louboutins. Oh. We're like, what are you doing? You're going to slip on the mound. So apparently yesterday when he's playing, here we go, Louboutins, this is what I'm told, when he's messing around on the court with Micah Parsons, his celebrity team, and he has the injury, what does Stephen A. have on? Louboutins. You got to stop with the flex. Could we get the guy some J's, get him with some proper basketball shoes so we don't keep having these injuries? I thought he would have learned his lesson at Yankee Stadium, but apparently he did not. So I don't know what you guys want to do with that.
Crossed up has a lot of different context now, okay? Sometimes guys get crossed up. You watch the replay. It turns out the offensive player stepped on the guy's foot, right? You go, okay, we stepped on his foot. Yeah. Sometimes you get a little knee wobble.
Yeah.
If you get a knee wobble and you go down and roll an ankle, that's a whole nother level of getting crossed up. And by the way, listen, I know Micah Parsons is an elite level athlete, but he is a football player.
Yeah.
You can't be getting crossed up by a football player.
But do you find it interesting that of all people, it happened to be a Dallas Cowboys player?
That it really is kind of karma.
You can't even make this up.
That's ironic.
Like, it's too good. So, Monica, we're waiting for Stephen A. to get here. He will be here any minute. And obviously, in all seriousness, SA, we're wishing you a speedy recovery because I can't see him on the court with crutches tonight. Like, it's just going to be too much.
We will have an absolute field day if that happens. Oh, myself,
absolutely.
RJ, Ryan Rucco on the call. We will
absolutely
have fun with that.
Who's sideline reporting tonight?
Cassidy is hosting, and then the three of us are in the booth. And so we will have assorted roles.
Yeah, I'm going to need Cassidy to be checking on him regularly. It just got worse. News just came into me.
Uh-oh.
Micah is on Shannon's team. Shannon brought in his hitman. All right, it's too good.
That's bad.
It is too good. All right, you know who else is too good, guys? Caitlin Clark. Can we break this down? So the Iowa star entered Thursday's game against Michigan needing 8 points to pass Kelsey Plum for the all-time NCAA women's mark, and she did so emphatically, draining a deep three from the logo just 2-12 into the contest to set the record. She went on to score an Iowa single-game record 49 points in the 106-89 win. Here's Caitlin on that historic night.
I told some of my teammates and my coaches, like, if I got a chance in transition, I'm going to launch one. And honestly, I didn't know if it was going to go in because it was a deep one. But then it goes in and Coach Woodard calls timeout. And I'm just thankful to be surrounded by these people, this place. I'm just so grateful, honestly.
How did you absorb it in that moment? She calls timeout. How did you let this moment wash over you?
I mean, just trying to enjoy every single second, hugging my teammates, hugging my coaches, because I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for these fans, for my family over in the stands. It takes a village to become, something like this and build something like this, and Coach Bluter's been doing it for 20-plus years, and I'm just lucky to be a small part of it, and she lets me be Caitlin, and for that I'm forever grateful.
So Clark's passed some big names on NCAA women's all-time scoring list, including Kelsey Plum and Brittany Griner. Clark on pace to be the first player in D1 history to lead the nation in scoring in three different seasons. Unreal. Monica McNutt, what does Caitlin mean to women's sports and sports overall right now?
It's incredible, Molly. I would say, unequivocally, she's sort of the face of the current climate of women's basketball. And she's done it with such grace and poise in my mind. Our colleague Beth Mowens actually told The Athletic that it's the culmination of her personality, her social savvy, and of course what she's doing on the court that is unlike anything we've really seen to this point in the game. And last year at the Final Four, we had an opportunity to share earpieces together. She truly is gracious. She's a competitor. She wants to get better and she wants to make her team better. I do think it's important, though, that we point out the time in which she has come into the public consciousness. And so many people have been brought to the game of women's basketball because of what Caitlin is doing. And I love that. It is to her credit. It is to all the women that came before her's credit to push and push and push for women's basketball to be on such an elevated platform, and a tip of the cap to her indeed for performing at such a high level when the lights are the brightest they've ever been on the women's game.
Yeah, I couldn't sum it up any better than that, Monica. I think I echo every single word you just said. For me, when I look at somebody that is a transcendent generational talent that combines that skill with the leadership qualities that she has, with the toughness that she has, with the poise and savvy that you talk about, with the fact that she's able to be, you know, such a dominant spotlight in that program and yet be loved by her teammates, that says a lot about her and who she is. And I'm going to take it a step further in terms of how I view her overall. And look, anytime you make up a list of your favorite anything, any of us, right, it's subjective. It's all based on your personal preferences. And I've been saying this lately, and some people kind of push back on it, and I'm telling you, I'm going to stand by it. For me, she is top five most entertaining basketball player I've ever watched. I can watch Caitlin Clark play seven nights a week and be that entertained by her. And I'm talking about, go back to, you know, my idol Larry Bird. I'd put Steph Curry in that category. I'd put Michael Jordan in that category. And then that fifth spot, maybe Kevin Durant. He's probably right there. Even Westbrook in the Oklahoma City Thunder days was that for me, because it was guaranteed 2.5 hour of my time, what I was about to see with somebody playing with that kind of passion and intensity. And that, it was all about that. So everybody's got that different list. I'm putting Caitlin Clark right in there for me. I can watch this ad nauseum. Last night, I'm taking the train up from Philly to New York to get up here, and I'm like, what time's the game? What channel's the game on? Peacock. Okay. Get my iPad out. I'm sitting there on the train, and I'm watching Caitlin Clark because I didn't want to miss the moment. I didn't want to miss the game, because everything she does is just eye candy. It's spectacular the way that she does it, but it's productive. It's not just flash. It's the way she has to play to give her team a chance to win. So I literally, there aren't enough platitudes for me for what Caitlin Clark has meant, what she's doing, and hopefully what her future will continue to be beyond college.
Absolutely, Legs. I mean, you look at it, and yes, we gawk at the logo threes, but over 750 rebounds, over 750 assists, like, she is a playmaker for this team. Now, I will say this, guys, as someone who has covered the women's game, has attributed much of my personal success to being a part of the women's game, I am so excited about where we are currently. And I really, really hope that this energy and this enthusiasm continues beyond Caitlin Clark. If she decides to go to the WNBA next year, I'm sure the fervor will follow her. The Indiana Fever here in Indianapolis for All-Star Game, they have the number one pick. But there's also a young woman that is sort of already following in her footsteps in Juju Watkins out at USC. And so I hope that we continue to keep the energy and enthusiasm about these incredible, entertaining basketball players who are also terrific young women, Legs. But this has been a blast to watch, and I can't wait to see what this Iowa team may do in the postseason this year.
Absolutely. Something special, no question. Let's keep it rolling here, guys, and I want to get into the NBA. So, taking on a shorthanded Memphis Grizzlies team on a second half of a back-to-back, the Bucks got outworked and outplayed on their way to a 113-110 loss. The loss drops them to 3-7 since Rivers took over for Griffin and gives them a 35-21 record heading into the All-Star break. Here's Doc postgame.
I thought we were bad until we needed to be. You know what I mean? Like, we started out the game. I think we gifted like 5 threes in a row, but we were standing there. We just, you know, everybody in this league can play. You got to respect everybody. The one kid made 3 in a row, you know, and we didn't even adjust. Guy drives. We have to help, leads to a three. We come back in this on our set. Two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss the shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here, and we had some guys in Cabo.
We had some guys in Cabo. The Bucks are now 3-7 under Doc Rivers. That's the worst 10-game start of his coaching career. Milwaukee was 32-14 before Rivers took over. Also, just want to give you an update. Speaking to someone inside Stephen A's camp, he should be arriving shortly.
All right.
I will start with you. I will continue to keep you posted on such matters. Tim, how bad are things for Giannis and the Bucks?
Definitely in a bad place right now. I think when I watch the Bucks, what I'm seeing, a couple of things. I think I'm seeing right now a loss of belief. Right? They just don't have that swagger that you would expect the team with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard to have. There's too many breakdowns. And Doc alluded to some of the things that are based on maybe concentration or based on just competitive will. I'm seeing some of that as well. They've had defensive issues all year. And I think we really started to see early on the impact of not having Jrue Holiday as your point of attack defender. And the difference that makes with a guy like Damian Lillard, who mainly is going to do his damage on the other end of the floor. I don't think people put maybe enough stock into that difference going into the season, because everybody had the Bucks in the top two in the East. There's not a person out there that didn't have the Milwaukee Bucks in the top two with the same roster they have now. So it's not the talent. We look at the roster and we say that is good enough to contend in the Eastern Conference. Now, maybe Boston's the best team in the East and you come up short. But where they have fallen, to allow teams like Cleveland maybe to surpass them in people's minds, to allow the Knicks, when they're fully at full strength, to pass them now in terms of belief of who could make a run in the Eastern Conference, that speaks a lot more than to their roster. Defensively, the competitive will and the multiple effort plays are just not there right now. Look, Doc Rivers, I'm not laying this at his feet at all. He just got there. It's hard, Monica, for a player to come in midseason to a new locker room and immediately have an impact. It's hard for a player. It's twice as hard for a head coach, because everything's been laid out since September, how we're doing things. And now you come in, and he doesn't have great relationships with all these players. I'm sure he knows some of these guys. He doesn't have deep trust built up yet. He doesn't even have a chance to schematically change much, because you don't practice a lot in the NBA. So this is sort of an on-the-fly thing. For Doc to have an impact, it's going to take a lot more time than this. And right now, he came into a situation that was a little bit demoralizing. It's gotten worse. And sometimes that's going to happen when you make a coaching change midseason. It gets worse before it gets better. And let's see ultimately, Monica, what Doc can do to squeeze the rest of the juice out of this team. Because they've got to improve defensively, and they've got to improve their swagger and end-game execution. That, to me, is their biggest issues right now.
I'm jumping the gun here a little bit, Molly and Legs, but I know one of our questions today is who needs to come out of the All-Star break and hit a stride? To me, it's the Milwaukee Bucks, for all of the reasons that you just listed, Legs. When you think of the expectations of this organization, particularly the way that the postseason ended last year, they are playing so far beneath the expectation. It's kind of confusing in many ways. And I think leadership is hugely important. Giannis Antetokounmpo is someone that is respected in this league for his intensity, his work ethic. Dame Lillard, same concept. But I also, Legs, I can't help but to think, the last time that it was successful as superstar player was when Kawhi Leonard was able to do it with the Toronto Raptors. And I think in the era of stars being able to move, and rightfully so, they have earned that, we dismiss the little things that are hugely important to winning. Now, your point of attack defense is not a little thing. That's a big thing, particularly for a team that has hung its hat on the defensive end. But I think this is taking longer than we anticipated for more than just the coaching reasons. We were all thrilled about the idea that the space and pace that Giannis and Dame could play within that pick and roll, whether you want Giannis in it or Lopez. Bobby Portis continues to be someone that is productive off the bench for this team. But the little things, like all of the little things, have kind of culminated to a head-scratching start to the season, to the first half of the season from the Milwaukee Bucks. And so I really think that along the All-Star festivities, I hope that the coaching staff has an opportunity to sit and narrow down how they want to proceed, and that this team comes out with some rejuvenated energy, because I'm with you, Legs. It's just very, very confusing.
Yeah, and Monica, on that note, I'm going to bring in Brian Windhorst. Wendy, before you jump in here, Monica, I just want to know, did you get your egg white omelet today with the veggies? Did that already happen, or should we be expecting a little ring ring?
First of all, I got so many texts, Molly. Way to play that off on TV. Actually, it was huge, so there's half of it in my fridge still. I'll probably finish it today.
Okay, that's good. I already had my omelet in case you were wondering, Wendy, but I asked for the potatoes, well done, crispy,
yeah,
and they're like boiled potatoes.
No good. No.
I don't, you gotta have, you gotta have your potatoes like borderline burnt.
I'm with you.
I'm like, I don't know how to, I don't know how to communicate that better, but best in New York. We got to work on that. Wendy, how we feeling? How we doing? Tell me this. How bad are things right now for the Bucks? That's where we are.
Guys, this was an absolutely wretched loss, okay? The Memphis Grizzlies started two guys on 10-day contracts, one guy who'd been with them for about 48 hours. And one of the reasons they started was because a guy that they signed to a two-way contract a few weeks ago, Scottie Pippen Jr., was injured. And they beat the Bucks. So before we go anywhere, Doc let these guys off light by saying half of them were in Cabo. Because I think that was an eye-raising quote. Doc is not afraid to talk about his players and tell the truth sometimes. They got off light compared to the performance that they put on to that. Okay, so now that I've said that, I want to say it would be very easy to write the Bucks off. And it would be very easy to say that this isn't working, that this is a disaster, etc. I would encourage you not to quite do that yet. There are some indications that the Bucks have made some progress, and I know that is a tough sell at this moment, especially if you're a Bucks fan, and especially if you had huge expectations for them this year after the Dame trade, which you should. Their defense has, it's in these last 10 games with Doc, it has definitely gotten better. And I am not putting last night's effort up there, but there are some improvements in there. Their numbers have gotten better. In this stretch, they've been the number 12 defense. That's not exciting, but they were in the bottom like 7 or 8 when he got there. Unfortunately, their offensive output has absolutely cratered. And one of the big things when you look at this team, beyond just the embarrassment of this last game before the All-Star break, Dame Lillard has been really not playing well offensively for about a month now. You look at his stats, he's had a couple of very hot shooting nights. He had a game last week where he was 9 of 10. But you take a look at it, he was 7 of 21 last night. His shooting percentages, guys, have plummeted. His two-man game and expected chemistry with Giannis is really not there right now. And since Doc got there, their offense, which kept them in most games, because even on a night when they weren't defending anybody, they could score. Well, their offense has been absolutely in sand since Doc got there. So all I'm going to say is this. I am going to believe in Doc Rivers. I am going to believe that the defense is actually working a little bit. And I'm going to believe in Dame Lillard getting back to who Dame Lillard is. Chris Middleton is a problem. His injuries are a problem. They've got other issues. But I would just say it doesn't look great for the Bucks right now, but don't give up on them. They are still a dangerous team. There is still a dangerous team in there. And I think that they could still do something.
Monica, before you jump in, just connecting with Stephen A's sources again inside his camp. He is in the building. He will be here shortly. Stephen A's in the building. We're just getting him all set up. So I'm sure he'll have plenty to say when he gets here. Monica, what do you have to say based on what Wendy just told us about the situation?
I think Wendy's right. I'm not prepared to give up. I'm not saying give up. I am saying that this is taking longer than anticipated. And, you know, Wendy, for all of the challenges of last night's game and legs, I think that final possession was sort of an eerie sum of all the things in the first half, that they would have a turnover and not get a quality look at the basket in order to try to tie that ball game up, I believe. Yeah, and send it into overtime. I think Giannis and Dame are the type of guys that have earned our respect, just like we have the conversation in the Western Conference. Do you completely close the door on some of those stars? And no, so I'm not completely giving up, but there are some serious questions. I mean, particularly when you look at a team like the Knicks, who now have much more depth if they get healthy, of course, and they can play on both sides of the basketball with their second unit. We mostly in this conversation, y'all, are talking a lot about their starting unit. We haven't even gotten into what they're doing from their supporting staff on the bench.
Yeah, look, I think the way the Bucks have played and the vulnerability that they have shown combined with Joel Embiid's injury has all of a sudden created this opportunity right at the top of the East. And that's why Cleveland and the Knicks now are so much more interesting, and the Knicks with the additions that they made. So this is going to be a sprint here at the top of the East. But the only thing I'll say about the Dame Giannis thing maybe we didn't put enough stock into. Think about how different this must feel for Damian Lillard offensively. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that just takes 10, 15, 20 games or half a season. And maybe that takes a whole season before he finally just playing instinctively being himself, because he's always been that on every team he's played on his entire life. It's the first time he went to a team where he wasn't considered the best player. That's an adjustment period, and you can even see last night, like end of game stuff, they're still not there. So I agree with you, Winnie. They're better defensively. That's a good sign. Now they've got to get their offense better, and more importantly, get the belief there and the trust built up amongst each other and with their new head coach.
Okay. I'm gonna pivot here because I have an exclusive sit-down interview right now with Mr. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A., I'm just going to interview you for a moment. So Monica, Wendy, Tim, you
no,
guys can jump it up. I have
not.
A few questions
I'm not,
for you.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in answering any of your questions.
First
because
of all,
Molly, ladies and gentlemen in America, Molly Karam is a pathological liar. That did not happen to me. She made the whole thing up. Okay,
Stephen A.,
that's
I
number
just,
one.
Stephen A., what's your
over
status?
By a cowboy, what's, by Micah what, Parsons.
What's
Are
your
you
status
me?
For today's
I got,
game?
All right, okay, I got it. Let me tell my story, please. I listen to your drivel, your lies to the American people. Tim, Wendy, Eminem, because I'm not even talking to Molly Q. I don't even want to talk to her. I ain't talking to her for the rest of the way. I'm done with her, okay? Yo, man, I'm on this. Listen, they had the practice last night, and Shannon didn't show up. You understand? So I go there because I got to scout my team, because I got to see who I'm going to play and who I'm going to put on the bench, because I'm not losing this game tonight, okay? And the next thing you know, that damn Micah Parsons is on the basketball court acting like he's trying to sack quarterbacks and stuff and pushing people around. So after that, they were sitting up there, and he and I were shooting around, shooting against one another, and it was some sweat on the floor, and I was about to just pull up, just shooting. I literally bust my ass. I mean, feet flying in the air, and they were, bam! You understand what I'm saying? I got up. It was like I was sliding. It was like I was sliding to the third base or something.
Not Micah.
It was
that
bad. Sweat on the floor.
No.
You can't use sweat on the floor, Stephen A.
Hold on, you should have stuck with my
red
story.
Tim, legs. I had on the red bottoms.
Right, Molly.
The same damn red bottoms I had when I threw the first pitch. That's very bad. It's my bad. I messed up.
You didn't learn.
Okay.
Steven,
so I slipped. Hold on. Don't interrupt, Molly. I told you I'm done with you. So I slip. I bust my butt. I get up. I'm feeling all right. I'm still shooting around and stuff. I leave the arena. I'm feeling just fine. I go back to bed. And in the middle of the night, my ankle felt on fire. I don't know what the hell was happening. I couldn't walk. My ankle was killing me. And, yo, the NBA, let me tell you, the NBA, I just want to say this for the record, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, I mean, I love them because I wouldn't be where I am today if it were not for the NBA. But evidently, they love me, too. They had a doctor in my room at 7 o'clock. They got me to the hospital. An hour later, took some x-rays, made sure I didn't tear anything. I didn't break anything.
Gosh.
They got me in a brace right now. I got a boot to use when the brace ain't good enough. The NBA, fantastic. You took care of me. See, that's love, Adam Silver. That's love, Adam Silver.
Pause.
More than Molly ever gave me.
Don't worry about
with
the
her lying
right
stuff.
I got to talk to Stephen A.
Oh, please.
Let's just focus on this.
All right. What do you want?
What do you want,
you liar?
Hold up. So I tell America.
It made up the story.
Let me finish. I tell America on national TV, you're going to confirm it if you want. I tell them Stephen A's in Indianapolis. He's coaching the Ruffles Celebrity All-Star Game against Shannon Sharp tonight on ESPN. Please, producers, get out of my ear.
Yeah.
Against ESPN, right? Yeah. And Stephen A's messing around on the court with Micah Parsons, a former Cowboy.
Did you say Michael Parsons crossed me over? Did you not say Michael Parsons crossed
Micah
me over?
I said Micah Parsons crossed you
that's
over.
That's a lie.
Okay,
that
well, that's
lie.
The one detail that was wrong.
You can't
and
say
then
that.
Hold up. And then I was told this. Then I was told you're at the hospital getting x-rays and you might have to coach on crutches.
I was.
So don't act like I lied. And then hold up. Wait, I got
no,
one
no,
more
no.
thing
you're
to say.
Dead lie.
No.
Dead lie.
No.
The crutches were
tried
a lie. And Micah, I got crossed over by a cowboy. You have any idea how incriminating that is?
Hold up.
How could
hold
you say
up.
Such a thing?
Stephen
a cowboy
Stephen
crossed
a. Smith,
me over?
Stop talking over me. And then when you were at Yankee Stadium and you went on that mound, why were you wearing Louboutins? You slid with the Louboutins. You knew that was a bad idea. And now you're out here on the court. Why don't you have basketball sneakers on?
Can I answer?
Like, that is on
Can
you.
Can I answer? With your with your 10-minute question? Could I answer with your 10-minute questions? First of all, I wasn't supposed to be playing at all. That damn Micah Parsons coaxed me into to shooting the basketball. That's number one. I was just there. I'm the coach. They're supposed to be playing. Secondly, again, okay, I was styling a profile of my sneaker game and the whole nine. You understand? With my suit that I wore for Thanksgiving, I was looking pretty damn good. But no cowboy would ever cross me over. That is the pathological lie that you tried to tell to the American public. You should be ashamed of yourself. I ain't want to talk to you right now.
Stephen A., what kind of basketball sneakers you want? What kind of sneakers should we send him? Tim, what would be good for
Jordan
to protect his ankle?
Oh, send him some Jordans.
Send him some Jordans?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get him some Jordans.
I never want to hear about sweat on the floor again.
I know. Like, wasn't my story better
for
Molly
street
right. cred?
Yeah.
I love the fact you said,
oh, you know what? I got that one detail wrong.
Yeah, that one little
aggressive
detail.
I love it.
Like, come on, Stephen A.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jack Johnson. If we're talking about the most misunderstood athletes ever, boxer Jack Johnson is near the top of the list. Born to former enslaved parents, Johnson would define race and sports in the early 1900s. The world champion dismantled his competition, namely white men, with ease. But his world championship lifestyle came with a steep price. Race riots turned deadly after Johnson beat Jim Jeffers, dubbed the Great White Hope. On July 4th, 1910, in 1913, Johnson was convicted of violating the Mann Act for daring date a white woman. The historic heavyweight champion wouldn't be pardoned for that crime for another 105 years. But his legacy remains. Johnson lived life. In fact, so many conversations we have today can be traced back to his time on the world championship stage.
All right, after just one season of the 49ers, defensive coordinator Steve Wilks is out. Coach Kyle Shanahan announced the move to the media yesterday afternoon. Wilks was the DC. The 49ers were one of the top defenses in the league in the regular season, allowing just 17.5 points per game on 304 yards per game. However, in the postseason, the Niners gave 8 more points and 100 more yards per game. Let's flash back yesterday to SA on this Wilks firing.
I'm just sick and tired of folks getting certain chances that other people don't get. In the Super Bowl, okay, you've got a team that spent 57-plus minutes holding the Kansas City Chiefs to under 20 points, and you still can't win a game, but Steve Wilks is out of a job, but you keep yours. If you're so great, how come you can't work with somebody in Steve Wilks, who obviously did a damn good job, and say, there are things that I want to modify here, and I want you to do that in order for us to be better. How about that?
Strong take by Stephen A. And we have Bart Scott here with us now. Bart, good morning.
What's up, Molly?
You're just pouring a little water out?
Pouring out a little liquor for the athlete formerly known as Stephen A, man. Now, yo, listen, they say athletes dies two deaths,
yo,
right?
Bro.
The athlete that dies in the natural death. And we got to put the rest, man, from the baseball pitch to now this.
Yeah, man.
This is, see this right here? This is Fred.
Come on, man. Yo, my brother. My brother, I rolled out Bart Scott, man. I rolled out there as the coach, man. I wasn't supposed to do anything. And then I'm sitting out there. I'm just shooting, bro. And the next thing you know, bow. I slipped and fell. It could happen to anybody, man. It could happen to anybody, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I never played baseball. I ain't played baseball since I was in elementary school, junior high school, rather. That don't count. You understand what I'm saying? But basketball is what I do. I'm just trying to tell you. I just fell, man.
Yeah.
I just fell.
You can continue. He won't talk to me. Will you ask if he's talking to me yet? Will you ask him?
Have you?
No, I'm not. I'm not talking to her.
She gave us a play.
No, man. I ain't going
to. Then you went with
Sweat. Yo, man. You cannot lie and say a cowboy crossed me over, man. You can't do that.
But Stephen A, what's the better story?
That's a better story.
You slipped on Sweat.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you right now. I'm just not. I'm going to get Molly. I'm going to get Molly for this.
So how you roll tonight? Did they give you a little bike where you can put your foot up and scoot? Are you going to be on wheels when you get out there with the basket?
They did wheel me into the clinic. They did do that.
After that, they did.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not lying like some people.
When are we getting the X-rays?
I got on a brace. The X-rays happened. I have no broken bones. They gave you the boot. Oh yeah, yeah. I got the boot too. That's only when I need it when I'm walking around the house right now. But you know, I kick my leg up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right now. You know, the way they got me going.
You still got the Louboutins on.
Oh my goodness!
Show everybody what the bottom of Louboutins look like. Look, they look like they got a clear coat
Stephen
on them.
A, you
tried to hoop in those, man. You got a tack
no,
on up, man.
I was just shooting. I wasn't playing.
Story gets worse.
I hit a wet spot.
Louboutins are heavier than Patrick Ewing's.
I love him, though.
Bart,
love him.
Did you see him try to get his leg up on the table?
Yeah.
He's got to stretch those hammies. Like, Stephen A., can we get
Molly,
you in a yoga class?
Yeah, we got to get you a pure bar. We're going to sign you up for pure bar.
He's so mad at me right now. Stephen A., how mad are you at me right now?
Come on now.
So mad.
I'm disgusted because you lied and you used a cowboy to do it to try to humiliate me. I'm going to get you. Yeah, I got all year to get you. You will pay for this, Molly.
Okay.
But what we appreciate about you is you play hurt because we don't know if Greeny would have showed up today. Right, you proved that you're a tougher athlete. You play hurt.
Now, my man Greeny would have showed up.
I commend you for playing hurt.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
I just
right,
if anybody.
Rain, let's go.
Okay.
Let's talk about
Stephen
these 49ers.
Stephen A., what size shoe are you?
13.
Okay, 13. If anybody from Jordan, you know, any other brands, if you guys want to just send us
Jordan's already taken care of. We need those. I got two pairs of Jordans in my room. If I know I was going to play, I'd have.
Wear New Balance.
Okay.
None athletes wear New Balance.
So
you got to call Kawhi. We got to get him some New
Balance.
Because they got a wider plate for the gentlemen.
You know it helps with stability and balance.
You won't roll over.
Should we get him Hokas?
when y'all get 56 years old, we'll see how you look.
Stephen A., you look great for your age. Would you stop? You know that you do. Relax. We're just having fun.
I look great, period, actually.
Okay. But
listen, I hope it ain't no underground tape that's going to come out, man. It ain't no underground footage.
Barkley already text me cracking up laughing, which means that Shaq is going to find it for Shaq and the Fool.
Okay.
You know he is.
Perfect. Any footage, hit me up on Instagram, DM me that. Any shoes, we'll take care of SA. All right, you guys want to talk about Shanahan?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, obviously,
Yes.
They let their DC, yeah. Steve Wilks, go, yep, after just 1 year. Do you believe Shanahan will get San Francisco over the hump, Bart?
It's tough, right? Because he's starting to become like Dan Reeves, right? Dan Reeves, you know, in those, you know, Denver Bronco teams, for those, everybody that don't know that, he was always able to get to the AFC Championship. And before John Elway won his two, he lost four. And, you know, I think that he's at a tough time, right? Because arguably we have a generational talent. We have the next Tom Brady that prevents a lot of great players from winning championships. But it's his decision-making and it's these gifts that he has, right? The fact that the offense, they didn't have a plan. And when you hear on the other side Chris Jones saying, hey, we talked about it. We had a plan that we were going to go for two. He seemed ill-prepared. And it's time for this regime to cash in. And the problem is they only have 12 months to figure this out, Stephen A., because after, yep, 12 months, they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy is making $900,000. So he's going to be making at least 40 times what he makes now. You already heard Brandon Ayuk say, hey, man, listen, I'm back if it's for the right price. So now you got to start taking things away from him. So like he has arguably the best roster. If you was go player for player and pick one for one outside of quarterback, tight end, and maybe defensive tackle, you're picking every other player. Okay, maybe Snead. You're picking every other player on San Francisco for that position. You know, so he has to cash in on it. And listen, it's one move that I think that he can make an upgrade because now everybody's been hired. And it's unfair to Steve Wilks, I mean, to Wilks, that the fact that he's going to be unemployed after the hiring cycle. I said this before and I'll say it again. Rex Ryan would be my choice. And when you think about what Rex Ryan has done, and it seems like when you think about Shanahan, McCarthy, they go back with old school guys, right? You know, because they're from the old school. The only logical coordinator I think that can get them over the hump is a guy like Rex Ryan.
Mm. Let me say this to you. I think that Rex Ryan is one of the greatest defensive coordinators ever. Yep. And any team that's looking for a coach to coach their defense. Listen, we know what the man knows about football. We especially know what he knows about football on the defensive side of the ball. But that's from watching him coach. But to work with him and to communicate with him and to see the fire in his belly when it comes to talking about defense, teaching defense, and the mentality that you're supposed to have when you're playing defense, obviously you know, I don't. You know what I'm saying is true because you've been saying it for years. And I think that that's definitely the direction to go. What I hesitate with Rex Ryan about is that Rex Ryan is a galvanizer. He's somebody that can rally the troops. You know, you think about Rex Ryan in a manner that you used to, you thought about, you know,
LeBeau,
his pops,
Wade,
you know,
Phillips, you know, Johnson.
Yeah, that's right. And Dick LeBeau, Wade Phillips, all of those guys. And so, you know, you think about it from that standpoint and that would make a coach very iffy. It shouldn't make Shanahan that because he's not going anywhere. Right. And we know that Shanahan is a damn good coach, if not a great coach. It's just that he can't seem to close. He can't seem to win the big one. I still have a problem with him letting go of Wilks. The, yep, guy gets there in his first year. They got a top three defense, and they tailed off at times during the regular season and certainly during the playoffs. They were giving up like 100 more yards per game. But overall, the man did an outstanding job. And when you, yep, take into account how they performed in the Super Bowl, the defense was not why they lost the Super Bowl.
Right.
The defense of the San Francisco 49ers is not why the San Francisco 49ers lost the Super Bowl. And I look at it from that perspective, and I say, you got to be kidding me that Steve Wilks ends up being the fall guy. And I don't know whether it's him, it's Eric Bieniemy, but you see, it almost seems intentional where guys are out to sully their careers. Because Eric Bieniemy and Steve Wilks should have jobs in the National Football League, at the very least as coordinators and arguably as head coaches when you see some of the opportunities that others have gotten. As it pertains to, do you believe in Shanahan? Can he get the 49ers over the hump? I'm going to say yes, because when you're knocking that close on multiple occasions, you've got something going for you that most coaches don't, Bart, and I get that part. But I just wish that if Shanahan's not going to judge himself, somebody was in a position to judge him the way he evidently judges others. Because I hate the fact that Steve Wilks is out looking for a job.
Yeah, Steve Wilks definitely deserved. Listen, you look at all the metrics, right? He was better than D'Amico Ryan was the week before. But you can tell that there was a little tension going on because they asked him to come down from the booth from the skybox down to the sideline. You know, and the run defense wasn't solid. You know, at times the defense was questioned about their effort. And sometimes it's about styles, right? Because they went from Robert Saleh and his defense and that system, but they went to D'Amico Ryan, who was a understudy of Saleh. And then Wilkes came in with his own system because he is a coach that comes with a resume of a damn good coach. He did a great job in Carolina as well. And so I just think maybe a different in philosophy. I know for a fact what happens after these, you know, seasons and disappointment, right? You come down and you have these meetings and you try and have these coming of the minds. And maybe something was said where they both decided to go the other way. I just wish if it was going to happen, it would have happened at a time where he had an opportunity to interview for jobs. Now, he'll go somewhere and be a linebacker's coach, you know, because he has great relationships around his league. He's very well respected.
He's better than a linebacker's coach. That's an insult to him.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying they'll find a way where he's a assistant head coach. They'll give him that title because that's what carries. But, you know, in this fraternity, you know, you see coaches bounce around and he'll be back on his feet and maybe a defense coordinator or head coach candidate later. But unfortunate that it had to go this way. Shanahan had to find somebody to blame and you knew he wasn't going to blame himself.
Yeah. I mean, 1 hour is too short. 1 year too short of a leash. And obviously, speaking of styles, we know styles make fights. Just ask Stephen A. versus the Sweat.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. And this just in, breaking news from our Adam Schefter. Injury update, after a trip to the hospital, at Stephen A. Smith is in an ankle brace for an injury he suffered practicing against Micah Parsons. I'd like to add, from the opposing team for the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, Smith will, however, coach tonight's game. Definitely, he texted. I mean, no one's better than Adam. We know when it comes from Adam. Word is true. Right?
He's right. He did text me. He did. Yep. He did text me. I mean, that's what he did. It's all right, y'all. It's okay. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? All I know is this, man. Yo, man, let me tell you something right now. That damn Micah Parsons, I'm going to get him tonight. Because, see, when I was out there coaching, I figured him out. I know how we going to beat Shannon Sharp and his team. And Micah Parsons think he's going to be the star. I was scouting this brother right here. First of all, one of his shoulders, not both, one of his shoulders will cover bodies. Okay? You can't even find. I mean, the brother's massive. Okay? So let's get that out the way. But that's going to work to my advantage. Micah Parsons is an offensive foul waiting to happen. It's an offense. He can't help himself, Tim. He can't help himself, Eminem. He's going to be brilliant. He was out there playing against ladies last night. They were practicing on the court with him, and he was running them over. He can't help himself. He cannot help himself. He cannot separate football from basketball. And you expect Shannon,
to coach him out of that. I mean, please, no chance.
Stephen, are you a little nervous? Is Black Hulk going to coach him on how to be finessed?
Oh, please. He's got no chance.
Are you nervous for tonight's game?
Shannon's got no chance. That's right. That, me? Please. I told him that. He should have never showed up to Indy. He should have never showed up to Indy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? He got no chance. I'm not even worried about it. I got a crew. We'll be ready.
Monica,
we'll be ready. And then they made me hurt my ankle, too. They're going to pay. They're going to pay.
Before you jump in on this.
Did he make you hurt the ankle, or was it the sweat?
Yeah.
That slipped. I shouldn't have been on the court. I shouldn't have been on the court. Shouldn't have been on the court, Eminem. I should have been like you, Eminem. You know, that's what I should have done. Right. Just stay this chilling.
I'm told, Tim, stop laughing at me, Tim.
Hey, I didn't buy the story. Listen, Molly, you're supposed to be my boy. Stephen A.
You're supposed to be my boy.
Molly will testify this. When I walked in the studio today, she told me this story, and she told me you got crossed up by Micah Parsons. And my first reaction was, wait a second. This is a joke, right? You're not serious. That didn't happen to Stephen A. So I didn't buy it. You know you're my boy. I didn't buy it. But Molly stuck to the story.
Thank you.
So by the time you showed up
Molly,
today on the show,
Excuse me, it's been confirmed by Adam Schefter. There's no bigger insider. Let me finish.
That is not what Adam said.
Excuse me, Stephen A. Adam's going to continue to monitor the story, so Adam will let you guys know how Stephen A. looks moving around in the walking boot. We're going to get updates throughout the Celebrity All-Star Game. He's all over the story. And listen, when it's from Adam, to me, it's like Bible, so like it's good for me. So I'm good with it.
Well, what do you mean like Bible? I just told you I spoke to him, and Adam called. He called me. He texted me directly. Yeah. He is right. He spoke to me.
Yeah, you definitely.
He did not say I got crossed over by Micah Parsons.
Oh, he couldn't fit that in the you can only fit so much text.
Oh, really?
There you go. That's it, Molly.
In a tweet.
Ran out of words.
Adam is working on a piece. Stephen A., he's working on a piece for ESPN.com right now with all the details. He could only fit that much.
You guys are a mess.
Oh, my God.
Stop wearing Louboutins. Oh, my God.
Today is Adam. Tomorrow is Shaq and the Fool. I know Shaq going to do something. I'm trying to tell you. I know he's going to do something. Oh, damn it.
Of course he is.
Go ahead. Let's go. Let's go.
It's just Stephen A.
Let's go.
It's like a black cat's running around. It's crazy. Time for a quick take. Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu will compete in a special long-distance shootout Saturday. That's going to be special. Curry's the NBA's all-time three-point leader. Ionescu, the WNBA single-season three-point record holder. Their competition marks the first time an NBA and WNBA player will go head-to-head or shot-for-shot. Monica, you're up first. Who you got?
Ooh, okay, so let me just say that I'm all about this as a celebration. As we started the show talking about women's basketball, it is growing. And both Steph and Sabrina are about the opportunity to continue to grow the game for young people to be inspired by the shootout. Now, I understand who Steph Curry is, but women's basketball has my heart. So let's go, Sab. Let's get it done.
Listen, if you're asking me, this has nothing to do with gender or anything else. It comes down to this. For me personally, I've never seen anybody shoot a basketball like Steph Curry. So I'm going to go with Steph. It's not even about supporting, you know, my fellow NBA guy or anything. It's just I've never seen anybody do it at the level of Steph. I do think she's going to give a run for his money. She might beat him. But if you ask me to lay money on it, I got to go with Steph Curry.
S.A.?
Well, this ain't no pity party here. She could beat him. She could really, really shoot. A matter of fact, if it was Caitlin Clark, I would predict that she might win. But I will say this. I'm not betting against the greatest shooter God has ever created. I'm not betting against him. But it is going to be a very competitive matchup. And it's not like we haven't seen Steph lose before. Remember, Klay Thompson beat Steph Curry in a three-point shooting contest. So let's not forget years ago. So let's not forget that. He can lose, and she does have the capability to beat him, so it's going to be very interesting.
That's going to be epic. My only thing is I just hope they have a lot of towels out there because we don't want the sweat to get
there. No slippage.
You know, we don't want any more casualties
I'm going to the store straight from here to buy me some new sneakers, you know.
Appropriate footwear.
Get an ankle brace while you're at it. Get those ankle
braces. Stephen A., what was the tracksuit you had on?
Yes, like,
what brand was that tracksuit?
Don't worry about the brand.
That was definitely a designer tracksuit too.
It's the suit that I had on when for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we did our Thanksgiving show in studio.
Designer. Yeah. Designer, yeah. It was a flex. Yeah. We need
don't worry about
some athletic
it. Don't worry about it.
How about
you
some
don't
gym
need
shorts?
Tips. You don't need. I'm not giving you any tips.
Shorts.
I'm not giving you any tips. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving you any tips.